Now, I'm tempted to say this is one that I've just come off and started talking about another subject, and it's just something straight off the top of my head, like all the other audio booze. But I guess sometimes when you go through things, you come up with some really quite interesting ideas. And there was a moment that I've had with someone else's podcast. I was listening to documentary, and it was the smallest, tiniest thing, and I'm sure that he must have thought I would really like this to happen. And he was talking about Twitter, and well, it was quite simple what he said. I'm just going to play what he said, and I just think it's the most simplest and most effective and the best thing you could ask for from Twitter, which is needed. And let's find out what he said.
Now, if we can have a little tick next to a celebrity's name to say they are verified, why can't we have a little tick or something next to a journalist's name to say that more often than not, these guys tell the truth and they fact check stuff that they are throwing out?
Now, I don't know about you, but I think this is quite genius. The fact that celebrities are brought into Twitter to popularize it, to make it seem fantastic and wow, this is really good. But then, if people could have a liking system, this would be quite interesting. Or if it was an official, this is official, this is fact checked, then that would be great. But this is an interesting area also because I realize I've already said the words a like box, which obviously resembles Facebook. And it would be really hugely interesting to see if Twitter could, if not fact check, then and to verify what people are saying, then to do it through what could be crowdsourcing, through the efforts of social media, bringing people together and making them more sociable by just adding a like button to a post. But then again, don't we have retweets? It's quite interesting. But I think the essence of what he was trying to say was really good, is that if there is something that someone says without them knowing it's wrong, it could be wrong. So we never know what sources things have come from, because now information travels so fast that it's not checked. And it means that it probably does need checking once in a while. But who's that person, the authority above that, to look back and check and to have that nice little tick on the comment? I probably would actually want a tick. I don't think I'd want a like button, because I realise there's a dangerous treading ground there where quite a few people, well, lots of people love ticking things on Facebook and saying, I like this. But equally, a lot of people don't like doing that. But if I'm going to have to side, I'd say I think it could be interesting to bring that into Twitter. I do actually like the like button in Facebook. What I dislike is that there isn't a dislike tick box. So, I mean, that could be a new polling system that you could add to social media, another extension that would develop it, I suppose. It's sort of an interesting plethora of ideas, I suppose. And that one tiny comment out of his 6-minute piece really did, open my mind, to say the least. Yeah.